We would allow the children to go off to Sunday school, but it's the first Sunday of the month. They get to stay with us today. So what I need is all kids who are age 12 and under. I need it. If you're 12 years old or less, if you would come right up here, please, I would like you to join us up front because I got to talk to you. I got things to say. Well, you can sit in your chair. You were one of the favored ones. You actually had a chair. Hello, Mr. Turp. How are you? Have a seat over here. Good. Yeah, keep coming. Yeah, just parade yourself right in here. That's right. See, if you come quick, you get a chair. If you don't come quick, you have to sit on the floor. Oh, my goodness. All right, so kids, you are going to help us understand some more about the Bible today. Is that cool? Will you help? You what?
At my school, if you go to Dilley Elementary, you can sign up for Bible prep.
You can stand up for Bible prep?
Okay, sign up.
Sign up. Well, good. We're all signed up this morning. So I want you to know how many of you know. See, eyes right here, guys. I'm really old and you're really young, but have you heard of a guy named Superman?
Yes.
Have you heard of Superman?
Yes.
Oh. You've never heard of Superman? We've got some parenting to do. What? Superman.
I thought you said Superman.
Oh, I'm not talking clearly. I'm sorry. I will enunciate. Superman is what we call a superhero, right? Do you know of any other superheroes? Don't all yell at one time. I will recognize you by hand.
Catwoman.
Catwoman. A super person. A superhero. And what was Catwoman's unique power?
She sort of has claws like a cat.
Claws, they all have claws. Oh, I'm sorry.
And so she can fight villains by scratching them.
Fight villains with her claws. And did she have any weaknesses? Like kryptonite? You know, Superman had kryptonite, which was bad. Okay, your superhero?
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman! I like the feminine style that's going here. Catwoman, Wonder Woman, who could do anything, right? Did she have any weaknesses?
I don't know.
You don't know. Not in your mind. She took yours.
Spider-Man.
Who?
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. What was Spider-Man's unique power?
Well, he did like his spider, and he shoots a lot of his body parts.
He could shoot webs out, right? And then swing from tree to tree like...
No. Jesus.
A superhero?
He is one.
He is one.
He saved us from sin.
He saved us from sin. You're getting way ahead of the game. I'm looking for comic book superheroes here.
Bible Man and Bible Girl.
Bible Man and Bible Girl. Two of our special superheroes.
Black Cat?
Who?
Black Cat.
Black Cat?
Uh-huh.
Black Cat. Don't know that superhero.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. There's another Spider-Man. Yes, I'm looking for superheroes. The Incredible Hulk. The Incredible Hulk. What was incredible about the Hulk? He's very strong. So Superman was strong. Spider-Man was strong. Wonder Woman was strong. These were incredible people. Have you got another one?
Batman.
She got you twice. I asked a group of pastors this last Tuesday if they knew any superheroes. The first guy says, Roger Ramjet. How many of you remember Roger Ramjet? Randy remembers Roger Ramjet. Have you guys ever heard of Roger Ramjet?
Yes.
What about the Wolverine?
Yeah.
We know of the Wolverine. Okay. How about Thor? Thor? Do we know Thor? What is Thor known most for? His hammer. That's right.
Fire starter.
Fire starter?
Fire star.
Fire star. fire powers. How many of you remember Flash Gordon? He wasn't really a superhero, though, was he? He was just a guy. He's just a guy that did cool things. One more.
Iron Man.
He was a pretty good. Who?
Iceman.
Iceman? We know of Iceman? Iceman's power was fire? Oh, his weakness? Well, certainly, if you're made of ice. You know, kids, something that's kind of common to all of these superheroes, if you think about it, they were people that kind of looked like us most of the time. All except for the Incredible Hulk, who looked like us until he had an emotional experience. Right? And when things got passionate, he blew the buttons off his shirt and turned into something incredibly hulky. They played the characters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Played Spider-Man. So, in the big church, you know, when you guys normally go off to your Sunday school, what we're doing in this meeting with the adults is we've been reading through the book of Hebrews. And the book of Hebrews is about the priesthood. In other words, who are the priests of God? In other words, the ministers of God. Who today are the ministers of God? And the answer is, we are. We now are the ministers to God, and God ministers His powers. Does God have powers?
Yes.
Wow. He ministers through us. Wow. So if we are a priesthood, what would be our weakness? Think about that. We are the priests of God Almighty. God has all the powers in the universe to do anything He chooses to do. And He wants to do that through us. And yet we seem to... Now God doesn't have a weakness. We seem to have a weakness. It's not ice. It's not fire. It's not kryptonite. It's not the High Sheriff of Nottingham. What do you think our weakness is?
Sin.
Our weakness is sin. Yes, but that's way too theological a term.
Devil.
The devil is an enemy. He's an enemy, but he's not our weakness. No, in fact, we laugh at him. You with me? Why do we laugh at the devil?
Because the devil is bad and tries to kill everybody.
But what are we?
People.
We're priests of God, right? And we have the power to just tell the devil to scoot away.
Okay.
Our weakness? Temptation was certainly a problem, but it was because of our weakness that temptation worked. So temptation wasn't really a weakness, it was just an arrow shot our way that we, instead of moving ourselves out of the way, we jumped right in front of it. A weakness.
Not hearing God.
Not hearing God. In other words, God was there to help us.
We didn't hear him.
That's right next to our weakness. I like it.
Pride.
Ooh, pride.
We're thinking of ourselves, like the devil sometimes gets us the idea, but usually we're like, why can't I just do it my own way?
Right. So pride. All of those are things that seem to snarl us up. You know, like a ball of string that you can't unwind, right? But as members of a priesthood, I'm trying to get you, while I'm talking to you, I'm really talking to them, aren't I? It's kind of a clever trick. What our weakness as a priest is. Remember, we're priests of God. We are ambassadors of Jesus Christ. In other words, we are the people, the agents. We are the very beings through whom God Almighty wants to work. True or false?
True.
Who said true?
True.
All the kids said true?
Yeah.
Adults, confirm or deny?
True.
All right, so we are the weakness as I see it. And I said this to the big church at the very beginning of Hebrews, and they've already forgotten it all. So this is a good time to renew everything for them too, right? So you guys are going to help your parents and your friends and your neighbors and everybody you know, telling them what the weakness of the priest is. You ready? Identity. We have an identity crisis. Do you know what that is? That's a big word for small people. What's an identity crisis?
Who you are, sort of, identity.
Exactly. It's who am I? Am I a worm that I might be eaten up? No. Am I some kind of a weakling that will be smitten? Not if I'm a superhero. What happened to the Hulk when he got irritated?
He turned green and tried to smack people.
What happened to Superman when he saw bad things? He went in a phone booth, changed his clothes, and took off to rescue the world. It doesn't make sense. But do you know what an identity is? It's how we see who we are. And do you know who has an identity crisis? Most of us. Most of the time. Because most of the time we see ourselves as just weak people. Unable to do the things God wants us to do. Well, are you a weak person unable to do the things God wants you to do, or are you strong? Able to do whatever He asks you to do.
Strong.
Strong. How many strong kids in the room? How many strong kids in the room? This is where you raise your hand. Say, good, all right. And you're strong because why? Because Pastor Skip says you are, or why are you strong?
Because
the Lord helps you to be strong.
Because the Lord pushes you and helps you get strong. Like, okay, if I try to hit someone, it probably wouldn't do anything. Because if someone might be like, it doesn't hurt at all. But God pushes you. And He makes you strong so you can do the things that you've always wanted to do. Like, jump really far. Because I can only do just, like, jump 1 inch. So if God was pushing me, I could do it as long as I wanted. So He wanted me to do.
How old are you?
Seven.
Seven?
Yes.
7, 18, 27, 20 years, I'll be 80. Okay, I don't mind. I'll be ready. I'll be ready.
Pastor in the making.
You can put your hands down. The weakness I submit to us is an identity crisis. Now, I want you to listen real carefully, because now I'm actually going to read something out of the Word of God, the Bible, okay? I'm going to read you something God wrote to us. But He wrote it to us on purpose so that we might know something about who He wants us to be. Correct? In other words, this isn't just cool stuff that God can do, but this is stuff God wants us to be able to do. Oh, listen to this. Faith. Faith. Oops, we start Hebrews 11:1. The first word is faith. Does anybody want to tell me what faith is? You're going to give it a try.
Believing that God do anything.
And He says it with conviction. He says, believing that God can do anything. Faith is believing without seeing. Okay, anybody in the big church want to take a crack at faith? Definition. You've got it right here in the book. Kind of what the kids said. So faith Faith is believing that God can do anything, right? And it's the actual evidence of the unseen world, right? Listen to this. By faith, we understand the entire universe was formed by God. Who made everything? God made everything. Do you guys know what evolution is? You do know what evolution is? You've heard of it. Okay, we're going to give somebody else a shot. Evolution is a teaching that you will soon get to if you haven't got it already in school, that God didn't make everything, but that everything just sort of started happening. And nobody can explain how it started happening or where it came from. That's not the point. The point that they make is that everything started happening and it just kind of moved its way along. Does that make sense? Well, it makes sense if you don't know what the beginning was. The Bible tells us that in the beginning, God. You don't need to say anything else. Repeat after me. In the beginning, God. Who was in the beginning? God. What was at the beginning? God. What was all of the material at the beginning? God. From whom did everything get made? God. It's really pretty simple. God is, God always has been, God always will be.
Hallelujah.
Amen?
Amen?
So the Bible is saying we understand the simple principle that God was, at the very beginning, He was everything. The entire universe was formed at His command. Everything we see, who made it?
God.
Now, this is kind of a problem. Let's say you're driving down Highway 26 and you look off to the right and you see all these big cranes. And that's called Intel Corporation. And at this Intel Corporation, these big cranes and lots of smart people are building ginormous buildings. And we would say, in our everyday kind of thinking, who made that? We did. Right? Because we're the ones with the hammers and the nails and the guns and the cranes. We couldn't have made any of it. We couldn't have made the first stick of wood if God hadn't made a tree. We couldn't have nailed the first nail if God hadn't put iron in the earth. Well, we say that we get that. We collectively say, yes, we are members of the priesthood, and we don't have an identity crisis because we believe it. In faith, we are the men and women of God, full of faith and power. Amen.
Amen.
Let's look at what a few superheroes actually did. Do you know the Bible has superheroes?
Yeah.
Did you know that? Can you name any superheroes in the Bible?
Jesus.
Esther.
Abraham.
John. Who?
I don't know.
I don't know? Probably. Who?
Moses.
Samson.
God.
Are all these, yes?
Noah.
Listen to this. It was by faith that Abel brought a more acceptable offering to God. It's a very interesting thing and way beyond most of us to try and figure out what the offerings are that God wants. Do you know what an offering is?
Giving up something that you want.
Yeah. Or just giving anything that you have.
Yeah.
Right? So like Brother Don testified this morning, he opened a letter that he got in the mail and it had money in it. He wasn't expecting that. It was almost like an offering from heaven. Or what he did with some of that offering when he got it. What did he do? He probably passed that along to somebody else. Maybe the church, maybe somebody else who needed it. How did Abel bring a better offering to the Lord? Doesn't matter who his brother was, doesn't matter what his brother's offering might have been. What was it that Abel had that caused him to be able to give a better offering?
By faith.
By faith. Okay, then we got another guy, verse 5. It was by faith that Enoch was taken up to heaven without ever dying. Have you ever heard of this guy named Enoch? It's not a knock-knock joke. It's an Enoch. Enoch, what happened to Enoch? We don't know exactly how all that happens, but God's word tells us that Enoch didn't die. He just was no more. I personally have chosen that method. And then it says it is impossible to please God without what?
Faith.
How many of us in the room would like to please our Lord? I want to please God. Now, do you guys know how? Let's just understand what you could do to please Skip. Do you know what you could do to please me?
Buy you chocolate.
I think probably your mother would prefer the chocolate. I'm not really the chocolate kind of guy, but you're very close.
Caramel
is getting more to it. What? Sweets. Sweets are okay if they're caramel. If you would.
Please God.
It would please me if you pleased God. Absolutely it would. But what could you do to please me? Pecan pie.
Pecans.
Radio. As long as it has push buttons for the stations. I don't like the kind with the wheel.
Taffy?
Yeah, I'd be pleased with some taffy.
Back massage.
Now, come up here, my girl. Come right up here. I give this one a hug. She says, a back massage? That's what I'm talking about. You've been here a while, haven't you? Yes. So you know how easy... Okay, your turn. How could you please me? Other than that big smile. What?
I don't know.
Your turn.
A caramel apple.
A caramel apple.
On it.
With sprinkles. The problem is a caramel apple with sprinkles gets all over my face. And then I have to claw the stuff out of here. Not after my... Here's the way you please me, is you give me stuff I want. It's the same way I would please you. How then do we please God? We give God what he wants. But what does God want? God's the guy who can make anything and everything, right? God can make anything except maybe, well, he can make everything. But what you can do to please God is give him
faith.
I like it. It is impossible to please God
without faith.
Now, our problem is we haven't yet really understood the shoe leather, the real nit and gritty of what faith is. We've defined it with these wonderful terms. Faith is the evidence of things. I mean, it's just wonderful stuff. It's doing exactly what God tells you to do. But let's see if we get any more clues as to what faith might look like. It was by faith that Abraham obeyed God. What is the shoe leather to Abraham's faith? Anybody? What?
Obedience.
Okay. It was by faith that even Sarah was able to have a child. What was it that Sarah did to express her faith? Obedience? Let's try another one.
Pray.
Who?
Pray?
I think she sure prayed a bunch. She believed God. Well, she didn't believe him at the beginning, did she? No, you're just fixing your hair. I'll call on you every time. It was by faith that even Sarah was able to have a child, though she was barren and too old. She believed that God would keep his promise.
Yes, amen.
What was Abraham's superpower? faith. And then he expressed it in obedience. What was Sarah's superpower? Faith, which she expressed by believing in God's promises. Anybody getting the drift here? Are we connecting the dots about an identity crisis?
Nope.
I am a member of a priesthood. God Almighty has given certain promises to who? To me, exactly. God's given promises to me. Now, the real crux of this issue is, do I believe what he said or do I not believe? Let's look at another one. We got time for a couple more. What did Isaac and Jacob do? The sons of Abraham, who by faith inherited something tremendous. Isaac, there was Abraham, the father of our faith, he's called. He had the boys Abraham and Jacob, and we read here in the Bible what they did. They inherited a promise. What was the promise that Abraham passed on to Isaac and Jacob? Let's see if the big house knows. Ooh, we have some work to do. Yes. There was a covenant between God and Abraham. A promise was made. And what was that promise? That he would be the father of many nations, many peoples, that the children of God would come from him, that the promises of God would flow through him. And he passed that on, not just his DNA, but he passed on the promise of God to Isaac. He passed on the promise of God to Jacob. And has the promise quit flowing?
No.
No, the only thing that's quit happening, folks, is you and me, where we quit believing the promises of God. Or we have this identity crisis that says it happens to other people, it doesn't happen to me. And yet we are supposed to be members of this royal priesthood, members of the high, holy God who says he wants to work through us. True or false? This whole book, there's Abel, there's Noah, there's Joseph and Moses, there's the Israelites, Rahab, Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets. All of these guys, these are all superheroes, much like the ones you named. They're all mentioned right here in Hebrews chapter 11 as people who had what?
Faith.
In verse 35, the message changes a little. It's now going to talk about weakness. I'll start with 32. How much more do I need to say? It would take too long to recount the stories of faith of all these other people. God bless you. By faith, these people, these superheroes, here's what they did. They overthrew kingdoms. Does that sound like Superman? They ruled with justice. That sounds like Thor. They received what God had promised them. It's like Abraham. They shut the mouths of lions. You know how they did that? How did they shut the mouths of lions? Yeah, but how'd they do it? What was the shoe leather of their faith? Wow, what did they do with their belief? Here's a roaring lion. What are you going to do? How are you going to shut his mouth? They went up to the lion and they grabbed his mouth and they shut it. And what did that lion do? Right? Did they just sit around and say, lion, I rebuke you? No, they went and beat the heck out of that lion. They shut his mouth and sent him off. What else did they do? Oh, look, listen to this. By faith, they quenched the flames of fire. Do you know what quenching is? Quenching? quenching.
Stop it.
They stop it. It's like they poured water on the fire. They stopped the fire. Who did the stopping of the fire? These guys. How did they stop it? Well, by faith. Well, probably God saw a fire, said to the man of God on earth, a person like you and me, there's a fire, put it out. What would you do to put it out?
Water.
You don't faith it out. You pour water on it. True?
Yeah.
And they did this by... How many of you have been too afraid to do something? Too afraid to do something?
Yeah.
I won't ask for a show of hands behind you. We get too afraid to do things. Is that faith?
No,
that's fear. So if God speaks to your ear, if you are listening to Him like you suggested we should do, I'm going to listen to God and He's going to tell me to put out a fire? Okay. You've called me to put out a fire, God. All I got's this bucket of water. I sure hope it's a big enough bucket. Looks like a small bucket and it's a big fire. I've only got these four fish. How will I possibly feed these 4,000 people? Wow. Who did that? Superheroes did that. People with faith. Escape death. Okay, and then, but others were tortured. They didn't turn away from God in order to get set free, so somebody tortured them. They put their hope in a better life. They put their hope in a better life. How many of us believe in a better life to come? I mean, right now I've got it pretty good, but I know it's nothing compared to what's coming. It's going to be better. Some were jeered at and their backs were cut open with whips. Others were chained and put in prisons. Some died by stoning, and some people were cut in half. Others were killed with a sword. Some of them went around wearing the skins of sheep and goats. They were so poor. So because you are a member of a priesthood, doesn't mean that you're always going to have all the money you can think of, and that everything will always go perfectly well for you. Sometimes the superhero has to take a punch. But what is really cool about a superhero? He comes back. He's victorious. He wins because God honors his faith.
Amen?
Amen?
Yeah.
And whether you happen to get it so good that you can't comprehend how good you've got it, or if things start crumbling around you, God has promised that through faith, you will get it better.
Hallelujah.
I like that. So the next time things aren't going so good, and the next time you're not happy about the way something is, what should you do?
Pray, God.
And what would that prayer look like? Or sound like?
Help me.
Help me. How about that, church?
Amen.
Dear God, help me.
Yes,
I don't like the situation. I can't fix the situation.
Yeah.
The situation seems beyond me and my power.
Yes.
So God, let the superpower come.
Yes, amen.
Let the transforming, redeeming, restoring superpower of God come and flow through
me. Even
me. All these people earned a good reputation because of their faith. Yet none of them received what God had promised because He had something better in mind for us. Do you know that all of the people that have ever lived on planet Earth up until now came before us, correct?
Yep.
Everybody that is older than you has come before you. And God has something better for all of us. How cool is that? I want to close by giving you a quotation out of a movie. See, Pastor Skip likes movies. And there are just not enough good Bible movies out there. So, you know what the Holy Spirit does, kids? The Holy Spirit gets right in the middle of Hollywood movies sometimes. When the director doesn't even know what he's doing. And the Holy Spirit says something, even in a worldly, secular movie, that can pierce the heart of someone who's paying attention. You believe me on that?
Yeah.
All right. Do you believe me on that, big church? There's a little movie out called The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel. And in it is this Indian lad who's got a terrible problem. His family hotel lies almost in ruins, and a whole bunch of people from England have come to India to stay in his magnificent hotel. And when the people arrive, they're going to stay in the hotel, they're very despondent because the hotel looks so bad. And their faces sink, and they get all grumbly and whiny because things aren't the way they thought they should be. And this hotel isn't what it's cracked up to be, and it's not what you sold me. Anybody feel what they're feeling?
Oh, yeah.
And this Indian lad shows up and he says, everything will be all right in the end. If everything is not all right, it's not the end. I'm waiting for you to figure that out. Everything will be all right in the end. If it's not all right, it's not the end. Now, the guy that wrote that line, he wasn't necessarily trying to preach the gospel. But I submit to you, there it is, that the Holy Spirit can work if you're listening. Some might say, oh, that's a terrible Hollywood movie. Hey, it's a terrible Hollywood world. The movie's not near as bad as some of your lives. True or false?
True.
I thank God that it's not the end. But I thank Him more than that, that the end that's coming, I know about. That Jesus Christ is going to heal me, deliver me, and save me. Do you believe that?
Amen.
By faith can we live that message. So kids, we are to live by
faith.
And we are to be superheroes of faith. Correct?
Amen.
All right, be sure to remind your parents of that.
Yep.
Okay? Okay, you can go back to your seats now.
To get for your birthday.
Oh, good. Yeah, may it never happen. Okay, so that was the children's sermon. Now we're going to do the adult sermon. God bless you guys for coming today. I hope that we all learned something about our identity. And the enemy is so good at trying to convince me of who he wants me to be. And God comes to speak to us about who I am in him. Because of him. It is not me who liveth, but Christ who lives in me, the hope of glory. Father, thank you so much for your word. We rejoice to read it and understand it. Give us more and more knowing about what you're saying to us. For so we pray in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Okay, you are dismissed for fellowship.